Hello again, and welcome to the February of 2018 Inspiring Innovations Learning Moment Podcast. And yep, this is your host, Marv Pikla. And for this second month of the year, I thought we would try to answer a special, kind of an old school, curiously phrased, and possibly even a heritage-based question. It's called, "Who are you from home?" Now, this question does sound kind of funny and corny, but I'll tell you what, I can still hear my grandma asking this question every time me or my brother brought a date to a family gathering at her house. And if you really haven't guessed by now, it was really my grandma's way of asking the question, "What's your last name?" so I can figure out who your parents are, and just where do you call home? What city are you from? And it was always fun to see the girls' faces when asked these questions, but it was always with unquestioned sincerity that came from my grandma. So why the "who are you from home" question for this podcast? Well, I picked this title to emphasize that too often people who work together in any sector rarely take the time to really know one another professionally as coworkers. I want everybody listening to think about this real hard. Think about it. Have you ever held like an employee swap session, where everybody brings their resume and shares it with the other person, and everybody can see where they came from, the credentials they have, what kind of extra credentials might help the cause? And then as people come and go within an organization, do you ever push that "let's get acquainted and or reacquainted" button? Because people, organizations, as they come and go, people seem to skip the step of trying to get acquainted with the new people that are down the hall, but instead, everybody just keeps going, picks up from where they're at, and keeps going, but never learns enough about the new people or the different new pieces other people might bring to the table to contribute to the workplace. And wouldn't it really be helpful to know the different credentials and degrees and skills that your coworkers have? So when you have a question or there's a special issue comes up, you know who to go to help you. People in an organization are the greatest asset for the whole show. They are the organization's greatest asset. So isn't it necessary to have a strategy to have a personnel asset inventory and plug that into your continuous improvement strategy? Not only would you avoid duplicating a skill set by sending people to extra training when it's already within your organization, but you could highlight all the gaps in personnel qualifications that you may have that you would go in search of or send people in training to. Initiating a unique "who are you from home" component may be difficult due to the variety of personalities and the levels of qualifications that may exist within your organization. And also, it might be tough because you have multiple locations and the challenge of getting everybody together at the same place at the same time may be difficult. However, your workforce is the face and personality of who you are. Knowing better who you are now is critical, but applying a continuous improvement strategy to this whole process, to the initiative, will have a wonderful progressive impact on maybe where you want to go next and who you want to be down the road. I hope you enjoyed this kind of old-fashioned learning moment. I know I did. Thanks, Grandma, and we'll talk to everybody next month.